Stand as still as possible and raise your arms above your head. This is to provide optimal time transport and is absolutely necessary. Prepare for nanobot transfusion. Now departing.
Well, hold on to your hats, because you're in the boonies now.
Current year, 1802.
That's right, folks. This is Ballston before it was Ballston. Arlington before it was Arlington. And before Alexandria was...
It is a long time ago.
Yes. Well, so it is. Folks, we're here in 1802 to show you the earliest days of this city. To be fair, people lived here well before the 19th century. The famed explorer John Smith encountered a group of Native Americans called the Nacostan in this area 200 years prior, and they were later driven out of the region by the Iroquois, all well before the Europeans completely settled the area. Why, you may ask, was this region so popular that it was constantly changing hands?
Or when, they may ask, will it change hands again from its current human overlords?
Or what, specifically, makes it such prime real estate, geologically speaking?
So on a, like, a really big scale, when you're trying to think of where we fit, we're right on something that's called the fall line. So upstream towards the mountains is the Piedmont, and downstream from here towards the Chesapeake is the coastal plain.
This is our environmental expert, Mary Klein, from the nonprofit group NatureServe back in 2014. As she tells us a little more about the region's geography, why don't you start walking north?
If you are clinging to modern landmarks for your temporal sanity, you would be walking away from Fairfax Avenue up Stafford Street.
That way it's hillier and hard rock and more forested with deciduous trees, sedimentary metamorphic rock that was created when the land masses, when the Appalachians were created and when Africa smashed up against the Americas. And then they've been separating for millions and millions of years. And as that separation happened, you got the sand filling in on the coastal plain as the continents separated. And then going south from here, the soil is sandy, and you get more pine trees, and you get more open spaces, and it's flatter. So it's actually, along this line, incredibly diverse. And so we sit on one of the most diverse habitat areas in Virginia.
So it sounds like it's the environmental diversity that really drew people to the region.
Or the fact that it is across the river from the new capital.
That's right. We're here in 1802, also because the people here are coming away from their victory against the British Empire and are looking at the land with new eyes, imagining how they could build something new. George Washington was the one who first decided where to build the nation's capital, and now, in the early days of the 19th century, it's starting to take shape.
The city of Washington, D.C. was created by drawing a large square around the existing cities of Georgetown and Alexandria. I commend Mr. Washington on the use of a square for his self-aggrandizing urban planning. Squares are a fine shape for civilization.
Yes, originally the District of Columbia stretched across the Potomac River to where we are standing today. Keep walking north along this path. You should be seeing some of the early settlements in the area as we go. simple log cabins and farmland off in the distance.
Historically, there would have been chestnut trees, too. The chestnut tree was the dominant tree from here towards the Shenandoah Mountains and then up into the mountains. It was a really big tree, massive. Made chestnuts like the ones you eat at Christmas. So it was a major food source for deer and turkeys and squirrels. And the Native Americans ate a lot of the chestnuts, too. But when the settlers came, they mainly liked it because the wood was extremely hard. It's that dense. And so it was really resistant to rot or insect damage. So most of the old log cabins were built with chestnut because it was the preferred wood for actually building homes. 1800s cabinets, you know, dressers, coffee tables were all made out of mostly chestnut or oak. And sometime in the late 1800s, some Chinese chestnut trees were imported into New York City that had a fungus that the Native American chestnut tree was not resistant to. And within, a very short period of time, 20, 25 years, all the chestnuts were killed. They all died, and there's no more American chestnuts.
Oh, there's someone up ahead.
Please do not engage with citizens of this time. As quantum tour guides, we are specially trained for situations.
Hello, sir. How fare you on this fine day?
Well, I'm looking for somebody who knows something about the gout. You don't happen to be a doctor, do you?
Look at this brave frontiersman, striking out into the wilderness to decide his own fate.
Why, no. I am but a humble traveler.
The city of Alexandria and this area will eventually be given back to the state of Virginia and renamed Arlington County.
Yeah, so the people living here now might not want to be a part of Washington and all that entails.
Yeah, I reckon that'd be too much to ask for. You don't look like much of a doctor.
They might also be a little eccentric.
From living in the woods.
From working tirelessly to build a new community.
Is there no doctor in these parts?
Yeah, Doc Chester lives up the road a ways, but he and I don't see eye to eye anymore.
May I ask, sir, how do you find this region? It has some lovely country.
Yeah, of course, me and the family will be cutting down a lot of them trees there and putting in some farmland, you know, next summer, but that's what you gotta do when you want to feed the children. Hard work, but...
And yet, the town built by these people grew to such heights of technology and innovation.
This man is an innovator, too. He's struck out on his own to survive in a new country.
I wonder if he knew what Boston would become.
The balls? What do they got to do with this? Hey, why does your voice sound like that, huh?
It is generated by a computer program. I would keep an eye on the Ball family if I were you.
Computer, are you trying to disrupt the proper course of events? Quick, get us out of here.
Initiating quantum bearings.
What if you changed something? You know that even the slightest adjustment of events can wreak havoc with things back in the future.
Yes, you'll have to keep an eye out for anything different. Please brace four-dimensional transport in 3, 2, 1...